Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com. You know, this morning, you could probably spell out the word fight, and you would find Jaquel Pitts right in that conversation. As a gentleman who knows what the word fight is, could probably tell you more about it than I can, about his life and how he's trying to find a way into the NFL. Welcome, Jaquel Pitts. How are you, Jaquel?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Thanks for coming on. I wanted to catch you at a moment of weakness, if you will, and talk about your current situation, what you're currently doing, and what your plans are as far as trying to get into the NFL.
My current situation is I'm a full-time student at Roger Williams University, and I've been training at the University of Southern California since December. I'm actually living off campus in California. I've been training with several coaches on the UFC staff on focusing on the development of my speed, the development of my strength, also the development of my game in regards to focus on catching the ball, focus on running precise routes, and focus on making sure that I have an elite chance of making it out to the NFL.
Well, you made a 4.41 and a 40 on your pro day. Your broad was 109, vertical is 31, and you had obviously 12 reps. Your 20-yard shuttle was about 4.3 and a 10-yard dash at 1.51 seconds. Are you working on the striding aspect to your game? Because, you know as well as any other NFL player or even future NFL player, the cardio is absolutely everything. What are you currently working on to help ensure that your cardio is at top notch? Granted, a team in the NFL will give you an opportunity.
Focus on enhancing my cardio with and report in regards to performing more sit-ups and performing more crunches. I'm also focusing on my strength. There were several scouts from last year's draft. The concern was my strength and my size. But this year, I placed emphasis on getting much stronger and enhancing my condition in regards to running for a consecutive amount of time.
Well, I was looking at a couple of pieces of information in regards to some strengths and weaknesses, and you definitely have some solid hand-eye coordination, and you definitely have the grasp of discipline with catching, you know, whether it be one-handed or two-handed or even a assured handle over that football. What is it about your life experience that has taught you to be able to extend the ball, your hands outside to where you can actually pick up the ball from your perspective?
I've been training with several yoga instructors, and they've worked on my flexibility and also worked on expanding my radius. I'm going to have to catch balls outside my slant. But once the ball is directed towards me, I'm also going to focus on with mental coaches and psychologists that focus on my mental training. So once the ball is in the air, it's my job to catch the ball, no matter how high, no matter how low. So focusing on yoga instructors, I'm focusing on into my flexibility and my radius and my eye coordination. And that's allowed me to snag balls outside of my sight.
Well, let's talk about an overview. Let's actually discuss the path that it's taking you to where you're at right now. And a very deep, intense, well-noted past, which has led you to where you're at right now, when you don't give up, when you don't stop believing in what you have to do and, you know, giving to the higher blessings, if you will, of trying to find your way, not only in life, I mean, much less talking the NFL, but in life in general. What kind of struggles have you went through? What types of adversities have you faced that even has gotten you to this point to where now you know that you can do this and get to the next level?
At the age of 5, I was placed in the foster care system in the state of California. During my younger years of life, I was actually moved to 10 different foster homes and 2 different group homes. I didn't discover who my biological father was until I reached the age of 19. And my mother relinquished me to the young age of 5, and due to personal issues that she was experiencing, she was unable to actually take care of me for a consecutive amount of years, and she's actually residing in a facility designed for people who are not capable of taking care of themselves. And there are certain situations in which I don't have legitimate family support or someone who I can rely on throughout my younger years and even today. But despite the obstacles that presented itself towards me, I was focused on being successful. Despite everything that seemed negative, I was determined to make a way out of nothing because I knew that every day in life, there may be obstacles that arise in your way. However, you just have to enhance your mental fortitude and realize that at the end of the light is a tunnel. So when I called to my younger years, I was also in two different group homes where there were situations where I was actually even assaulted by the staff members that worked at the group homes. But despite those negative issues, I utilized football as a way to enhance my self-esteem, focus on academics, and also focus on being a great man within the community. And as I realized that college football can take me places I've never been, always I was disciplined and attending workouts on time and making sure that I become successful, because in regards to being in the foster system, there are several former foster youth who end up homeless or they don't have a place to stay once they transition into adulthood. And I saw that as an opportunity to inspire people across the world. Despite your circumstances, you too can be successful. And that's what determined, what actually motivated me to pursue the National Football League. I declared for the 2015 NFL Draft as an underclassman. Although I went undrafted, I never gave up. I continued to train after the 2015 NFL Draft, and I'm here in a position where I'm actually eligible for this year's draft as well. And this is the chance that I have to ensure that I will make it to the NFL. With my knowledge of the game, in regards to being removed from last year's draft, I'm much stronger, much faster, much wiser. I believe I have a better chance of making it this year.
There's a lot of time that it takes to not only develop your craft, but to be able to get in to where you're at right now. And listening to what you're saying, it almost stands to reason that there are people scratching their heads out there and saying, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe that this is a guy who has the ability to not only get into the next level, but is looking towards getting to the next level without relatively no assistance whatsoever. I mean, that's a daunting task, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, it is a daunting task, but I was determined during my path to make it to the NFL and be successful in life. I believe it was my duty to inspire people across the nation that regardless of the circumstances, you too can be successful. So every day when I wake up, I realize that there's somebody out there that may be homeless, or there's somebody who personal family members may not believe in them, or they may not provide them the necessary support that's necessary to be successful, even make it to the NFL. And I realize that I must do what's necessary to be successful, not only in the NFL, but also in life.
Well, in life, we can always wonder, you know, where we've been, how we got there. Some of us, it's easy. When you're talking about NCAA Division I, it's real simple. You can ask the question and say, well, how'd you get there? Well, real easy. You know, I earned a scholarship. I was able to do whatever I needed to do to get into the NFL, even Division II or Division III, for that matter. But you're at a spot now where you're wondering to yourself, and at times I'm sure there has to be some type of cast of doubt on your mind, but somehow you're able to find a way through that. So yeah, I commend you on continually working hard, making sure that whatever craft that you're trying to refine as a part of your game is seen and can be on display in front of scouts. And if you guys haven't heard of Jaquel Pitts, any scouts that are listening out there, I really suggest you take a listen to this gentleman, find out more about him, visit with him, bring him in. I mean, okay, fine, he has weaknesses, but we all do. He has a lot of strengths, and those strengths can outweigh those weaknesses. So an opportunity definitely exists, and Jaquel has more than adequately deserved a chance to compete at the next level. You're definitely welcome. So, now that we've gone backwards, we're going to go a little forward here. Has there been a team that has made any inquiry whatsoever with you? Phone or email?
Yes. All 32 teams have not only emailed me and communicated with me during telephone calls and et cetera. There's just a situation in which they want to see me to refine my strength. That's their focus in regards to bringing me in as undrafted free agent or even being drafted. So the focus is defining my strength. I remember specifically speaking to the director of college scouting with the Patriots, and he looked at the film that I had and informed me that you definitely have the speed, you definitely have the hands, you definitely have the hand-eye coordination, you definitely have the enough strength to evade your defenders, however he wanted to. And he suggested that I play in the CFL or the AFL and receive them at that level. He told me this in last summer. It was also, I heard from my coach that the Patriots had contacted him four times in a row to learn more information about me. So 32 teams have reached out to me. Just the next step is me proving that my strength is enhanced, which will make my chances much easier to make it to the NFL.
Well, the chances you've kind of, I mean, you have won single-handedly. I mean, obviously with the very few select people in your life that have given you the opportunity or the assistance or the help or the offering of assistance to get you to that next level, to help with your game. And more importantly, off the field, understand what it takes to have the drive, the passion, the determination to get to the next level. What is your ultimate goal besides getting into the NFL?
Ultimate goal is to enhance my current business. I'm actually focusing on creating a business plan and being a motivational speaker, also being a personal trainer and a consultant, among other entrepreneurial aspects that I have in life, and also focusing on actually being appointed within a corporate administrative role in a Fortune 500 company, and also giving back to youth as far as being a teacher at a high school football coach.
Sound like you have your plate full, but you definitely know how you're going to get there and what it takes to get there. I can only wish you the best. I hope for the best. And if there's anything else I can do for you in the future, feel free to let me know, reach out, and I'll be more than happy to help you in any way I can.
Thank you.
Not a problem at all. I thank you very much to Quell in your endeavors in getting into the NFL. With that being said, ladies, gentlemen, this has been Jaquel Pitts and Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.